Jesus, I don't know what to say. If any of you have been to other series that I've been involved with, you know I am not the good cop in those series. I physically drag people away from a microphone if I have to. I'm happy to do it. So I don't know what you thought you were getting, but I'm not that nice of a guy. No, really, I love Jimmy. Jimmy meant a hell of a lot to me, as he did to, I think, everybody in this room. This series has meant so much to the city. To be a part of this is, I'm supposed to be a writer, but I really have no language for what I feel being here in this capacity tonight. I've hosted and curated the season finales for the last few years, which is really easy to do because there's so many great poets in this city and they're all fun and we just come out and have a party. Now I feel like I have a responsibility to be serious and shepherding a series. Joan's going to do the work. I'm just going to goof around, I guess. I can do that, I guess. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming out and being here. It's an incredible season. There are how many poets reading this season, Joan? About 100 poets, give or take, mostly give, I think. Yeah, it's a really full season of amazing people, and it's going to be a good time, a lot of fun, and the series will keep going, and thank you for helping us do that. Joan asked if I would read a poem tonight to start us off. I'm going to read one of Jimmy's poems. I don't think I've ever read one of Jimmy's poems out loud to anybody before, but if you've seen Jimmy read, he hasn't really read his full poems out loud either. He would just read a title and go off into a story. So I'm going to do something Jimmy's never done, read one of his poems all the way through to the end. Here at Hemingway's. It was really hard to choose one of his poems. There's so many great ones, but they're also personal to Jimmy. I don't know what I could bring to stories about his life as a working as a cop or as a Vietnam vet or a boxer. But this one, I thought, one, it really struck a chord personally, and I thought I can maybe do this one. This is from Dog Days, which is one of the recent books. Bob Ziller, Jimmy's publishers. There are copies up here if you want to check them out. This is called God Sometimes Is Not by Jimmy Civetic. You do not make this easy, God. I wanted to paint you, and I didn't know what colors to use. Lots of sunshine yellow and red like the hills of Arizona, or maybe blue like a Montana sky, or green, like the Pacific. Maybe black, like cold, rainy nights in Pittsburgh. Or maybe endless white, like a snow squall in Siberia. Or white, pure as an Easter lily. And I must use a lot of green, like the breast of a proud parrot. And orange, like the fountain of youth. And bright yellow, sort of like a banana. Or pink, like the lips of virginity. Or maybe have the harmony of a rainbow that softly fades. But I have never been a great painter. No one would ever refer to me as a Michelangelo or a Van Gogh or Leonardo. I could only mix the colors and smear them across the canvas. That's all I could do. Then I thought I could make you a song. And I thought of Beethoven, Bach, and even thought of the Beatles. I thought of the guitar of Hendrix and horn of Satchmo, the jazz on Bourbon Street. And I again, I fell way, way short. I then thought I could make you a dance, the pounding cleats of tap, and thought of sore toes of a ballet dancer, and the heavy hooves of a two-stepper, or maybe the waltz in Vienna, where a line of French girls doing the can-can, high kicking their legs to the scent of powder puffs, Then I thought of song and thought maybe the voice of Joplin, or the voice maybe of Sinatra, or maybe Bullfrog of Johnny Cash, or maybe an old priest that hurt my ears with every off-key note. Or maybe the howling sound of a dirty alley dog begging for a bitch in heat. I thought of sounds of a church bell blowing softly in the wind, or the hiccup of a toddler, or the sound of a little girl giggling wearing her mother's high heels, or a siren that breaks the night like a stray bullet that pierces the heart of sorrow. I thought of taste. Maybe a bowl of hot soup on a cold winter day, or maybe a bowl of ice cream shared with an old woman on a lonely Tuesday night, when she thinks herself only as a burden on a muddy road, clogging along slowly, unable to get out of her own way, or a warm smile of an old man with broken yellow teeth while turning the card of solitaire, or taking the time to sit next to a little boy that sits on a curb with a brush-burned knee, taking just a moment to dry the tears. God, I think of you sometimes as a smell, an old man's garlic breath, or a woman that oversprays her suggestions, or when a woman picks up a baby to smell it, the diaper has been filled. That's such a Jimmy line. And sometimes I think of you as a red rose that unfolds on the last days of summer. Sometimes a touch, soft cotton, or hot asphalt, a piece of broken glass on the sole of my foot, or pinch or punch. Sometimes I think of you as the touch of a lover that closes my eyes to the rhythm of heartbeat. I think of you as a long poem in the rhymes of Frost and Gutter of Bukowski, in the unfolding universe of Emily and Hafiz, how he heard you in the wheat field, in the grinding wagon wheels of war, as well as the laughter of the grapes. I would take all the words of every language and hunt for the beginning of when you walked with Adam and when you hid behind a forbidden apple tree of lust, awaiting for the soft hands of Eve to change the rules. Then, God, I will touch your soul as you have touched mine, and together we will become one. Thanks, Jimmy.